Okay, we're in Parak Ches and Hilchos Kelim. Now the Rambam turns to the halachas of Tumah and Tara as they regard to vessels made out of metal. Halacha Aleph, Klo Klei Matachos Ein Mekabel Tumah Achad Kamer Melachtan Kula. So the first halacha is that any kli that's made out of metal does not acquire contract Tumah until it is completed in its formation. Lo Yeh Kli Mechusar Maisa Klal. And it has to be that no other task needs to be performed on the kli. Aval Gomei Kli Matachos Ein Mekabel Tumah. However, when you have a metal kli that's unfinished, and we'll see what unfinished means soon, that unfinished kli will not contract tumah. Halacha beis, ve'lehin gomei kli matachos. All right, so what does it mean, unfinished metal kelim? Kol she'asid lashuf osa, or the shabetz, or the gara, or the karkev, or the hakish bekornas. So all these refer to things like smoothing. Let's say there's an area that has to be leveled out. There's rough edges that need a file. There are uneven areas. It has to be polished. What do you call it? Or pounded, like flattened out with a hammer, Oshai Mechusar Ozen or Ogen, or let's say it's missing a handle, or some other utensil, HaRezei Enim HaKabal Tumah, Achid Kanenu V'Yafehu. So this will not contract Tumah until it is fixed and looked pretty, L'Tishar B'Malach HaKlal, and no other work is required for it. So Ketzah, what's an example? Hasayef, a sword, Enim HaKabal Tumah Achid Yishuvenu. So it will not become Tumah until it is smoothed out. Basakin, a knife, Achid Yachzena, B'Chol Chayotzev Maisei Ma'ilu. When it comes to a knife, also it has to be sharpened, and only when it's sharpened at that point will it now contract tumah. Therefore, levika chose kelim mina eshes shel barzel mina charara shel mataches mina sover shel gagal mina tasan mina tsvuyin machne kelim ognei kelim azne kelim mina shchula mina nidos. So all these cases are, if I make, for instance, let's say the first cases, if I make a kli out of a big chunk of iron or metal, or let's say an iron surface or something, for example, or that which covers utensils. All these situations where I'm taking a block and then melting it down. These are all considered tahara. Because all these things that I made are considered as utensils that are not finished. But let's say I made a kli from broken metal kalim, or other kalim that have worn out over time, or from nails, that we know came from vessels, then these will contract tumah. These are not considered unfinished. But let's say we have nails that we're not sure whether they were made from utensils themselves or they were made from blocks of metal. I feel hiskin of some the kli, even if I made them into a kli, these types of things will not contract tumah. Let's say I make a metal container and all it's missing is the cover. It would acquire tumah because the covering is not considered part of the kli itself. Let's say I have a needle and let's say I didn't make it with a hole. It was made for this purpose right from the beginning. It contracts tumah nation motzim ba'as hakotz, because at the end of the day it can remove a thorn or a splinter. But if my intention is to put a hole in it, then already kishar gomei claim atachos. It's like any other unfinished metal kli. Benim akabel astuma, and therefore will not contract them. Lachay me'achas shibyana shegomei claim atachos ahorim, but gomei kli eitz tameyin. Okay, so after the Rambam has already explained that unfinished metal kelim are tahor, whereas unfinished wooden kelim are tame, ubshute claim atachos tameyin. However, flat metal kelim, meaning that's how they look, non-receptacles are subject to tumah. Upshute kli eitz taharim din tara, but wooden kelim are tahor midaraisa if they are non-receptacle. Nimsa tamei b'kli eitz tahor, nimsa tamei b'kli eitz tar b'kli matachos, tamei b'kli matachos tar b'kli eitz. So we have the almost like a confusing type of idea here, where that which is tamei by one is tar by the other, and vice versa. Okay, lachava kol kli melchama. So when it comes to weapons that are used for war, if you want a saif, a romach, a kova, a shirim, a magafayim, a chiyotzvahed. So for instance, swords and spears and boots and things like that, all these things are contracted. When it comes to jewelry, go on a katlav and a zamim atavos, rings, necklaces, earrings, etc. Bein shei shalein chosem, bein shei lein chosem, whether they have a seal or not on them, mekabim tumah, these contract them. Afilu dinar, even a coin, she nifsal, let's say it was, it's not used in the market anymore, v'hiskinu litloso b'tzavar katana mekabel tumah, and let's say we made it into a necklace for a young lady, it will now contract tumah. So to an amulet made out of metal, nistame kichol tachshit adam, also contracts and imparts tumah like any other jewelry. But But any, let's say, jewelry, so to speak, or ornaments, jewelry for animals, ornaments for utensils, kagona tabaosh, osam, tsavar, behema, for instance, rings that are made for the neck of an animal, ulozneya kalem, or for the handles of vessels, tahorin, behema kamadum neatsman, they will not contract them on their own. Except for chutz mizug shal behema, the kalem mashmiya kol adam, except for two categories. One of them is, well, actually, they're really the same thing. One is the bell that's put on an animal, and the other one is a kli that makes noise. Ketzat. So what's an example? Osa zugin lemachteshes or larisa lemitvachos farim v'tinokos torim. So let's say I make a bell for, let's say, a cradle or book covers, or for diapers for babies, tahar. Asalhen anvolan mekamun tuma. But if I go ahead and make like the clappers, which are the little thing inside the bell that makes the sound, then it's tameh. Because now it's made for people to hear. Now, therefore, it becomes like jewelry. Even if I took out the clappers, because I can go ahead and bang it on a, let's for instance, a piece of earthenware, and that'll make a sound as a result. Let's say I make a bell for a person. If it's made for a child, only is susceptible to someone if it has a clapper inside. The kol nasa, because then we know it's made for a sound. Nasa the god was made for an adult. That raises a taksha, it's considered like jewelry. Makabal tuma, and it contracts tuma afi she'en lo invol, even if it doesn't even have a clapper on the inside. Halakadas kol partsufos makabos tuma. So any mask is able to contract tuma. Bekola chosmos tahorin, and any seal is considered tara. Chutz mikhotem shamatecha shibo chutz mevat. Except for a seal that's made out of metal, that's only used for making seals. The chol tabos taharos, all rings are tahor, chutz mitabas etzba, except for a ring worn on a finger. Aval tabos shechoger bo es mosnav. Let's say a ring that's used to hold together, let's say a piece of clothing that you're wearing, bang safe of tahora between your what they call shoulders, or something that's tied between your shoulders is also tahora. Tabas a sheer shell behema. A ring that uses a collar for an animal, hold the adam moshechba sabahima, since in order for a person to lead it along, the kabal sama contracts sama, the chemakal shemahima shemateches, so to a staff made out of metal, the adam roda osabo, and a person uses the metal bar to go ahead and keep the animal under control, that thing does contract tama. Kolakalim yordan latama makshava. Okay, any kli can become roy latama through intents. And therefore, it requires a change in action in order to change its status from being roi l'tuma. And the action, though, at the end of the day, what it called, will nullify the action as well as the thought. Whereas thinking, intent, does not nullify the action nor the intent. So what does this all mean? Ketza, tabas, behem, okay, limbs. Let's say I have a ring that's used for an animal or utensil. And now I have in mind to take this ring and make it back into a ring for a person. It acquires tuma through this intent. And therefore we say all along it was made for a person. Let's say then I changed my mind. I wanted to go back to being a jewelry for an animal, like it was initially. Even though I say the person never actually wore it as a ring. It does contract because the intent does not go ahead and nullify from the original intent until I do an action. Like for instance, I smooth it out or adjust it for the animal. Let's say the ring was for a person, and I changed my mind to make it for an animal. It still acquires tuma like it was at first. Because a kli does not go ahead and what it called, become tameh through just thinking alone. Also, if I did an action to it and I changed it for an animal, it will not acquire tama, because then one action mevatels the previous action. A deaf mute, a mentally incompetent person or a minor, as we know, actions they can do, intent they can't. Like we explained in the previous sections on Tumas Oakland. Let's say I have a bell that I was going to use for a door and I change my mind to use it for an animal, makabel tuma, contracts tuma. Excuse me, shel behema. Let's say it was made for an animal, shasal dalas, and then I changed it for door purposes. I feel a chibro bakarka, even if it was attached to the ground, but I feel a kava maspa, even if attached with a nail, makabel tuma. It now contracts tuma, kishahaya, like it was at first, achishanabo maisa lukuf, until I change some substance of the object. Let's say I have a case of an expert, right, the blacksmith, whatever, a metal guy, and he goes ahead and makes bells for animals and for doors, for both. Most of them are normally used for situations where they would contract someone, then all of them contract someone, until he separates some of them and makes it clear that not for that purpose, and therefore they won't acquire someone. Then Rova Asli Davar Shainu Kabatama, most of those bells are made for things that one contract them up. Real call Torah, all of them are Torah, Achiyafish Mksasam Davar Kabatama, until he separates some of them for the purpose, for an action that would, or a use that would contract them up. Lachi Odalad, Zugan and Nisan Bechol Makom Kabatama. So let's say you find a bell, we assume that it's a regular bell, and therefore it's Kabatama. Chutz Mishin Nisan Bechracham, they should move on the Lassos, except for ones that are found in cities, because we can assume that those are being used for doors. Let's say I hire a guy and I tell him, make me two bells, one for the door, one for the animal. Or I say, make me, what do you call it, two mats, one to lion and one for make a tent. Or two sheets, one for designs and one for ohel purposes, let's say covers. Both of them contract until I actually designate each one for a specific purpose. And that's Perek Ches, and we will continue next time with Perek Tes.